December 26, 1919, to live in the divine will as sacrament, and surpasses all the sacraments together. I was thinking to myself, how can it be that doing the will of God surpasses even the sacraments? And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, why are sacraments called sacraments? Because they are sacred, they have the value and the power to confer grace and sanctity. However, these sacraments operate according to the dispositions of the creatures. So much so, that sometimes they remain even fruitless, unable to confer the good which they contain. Now, my will is sacred and holy, and it contains altogether the virtue of all the sacraments. Not only this, it does not have to work to dispose the soul to receive the goods which my will contains. In fact, as soon as the soul has disposed herself to do my will, she has already disposed herself by herself, and my will, finding everything prepared and disposed, even at the cost of any sacrifice, communicates itself to the soul without delay, pouring the goods it contains, and forming the heroes, the martyrs of the divine volition, the most unheard of portents. And then, what do the sacraments do if not unite the soul with God? And what is to do my will? Isn't it perhaps to unite the will of the creature with her creator? It is to dissolve oneself in the eternal volition, the nothingness ascending to the all, and the all descending into the nothingness. It is the most noble, the purest, the most beautiful, the most heroic act that a creature can do. Ah, yes, I confirm it to you, I repeat it, my will is sacrament, and it surpasses all the sacraments together, but in a more admirable way. Without mediation from anyone. With nothing material. The sacrament of my will is formed between my will and the will of the soul. The two wills are tied together and form the sacrament. My will is life, and the soul is already disposed to receive life. It is holy, and she receives sanctity. It is strong, and she receives fortitude. And so with all the rest. On the other hand, how much my other sacraments have to work to dispose the souls, if they manage at all. And how many times these channels which I left to my church remain beaten up, despised, oppressed. Some even use them to praise themselves, turning them against me to offend me. Ah, if you knew the enormous sacrileges committed in the sacrament of confession, and the horrendous abuses of the sacrament of the Eucharist, you would cry with me for the great pain. Ah! Yes, only the sacrament of my will can sing glory and victory. It is full in its effects, and untouchable by creature's offense. In fact, in order to enter my will, the creature must lay down her will, her passions. Only then does my will lower to her, investing her, identifying her with itself, making portents out of her. Therefore, when I speak about my will, I become festive, I never stop. My joy is full, and no bitterness enters between me and the soul. But for the other sacraments, my heart swims in the pain. Man has turned them into founts of bitterness, while I gave them as founts of graces.